Yep, they're really done. Tricky ending, that one. The Basie Orchestra from 1955 on Verve. Jimmy Rushing, Mr. 5x5, as he was called, the pudgy and highly entertaining blues singer and balladeer, was the vocalist longest associated with Basie from early times in Kansas City through, well, officially 1950, though he frequently returned as a guest for years. Now, Rushing was such a great singer, he could take even a nursery rhyme and make it swing. This old chestnut, Roses of Picardy, is a great example of how Rushing could raise just about any old lyric to its highest potential. By the way, this is extremely rare, a one-of-a-kind acetate disc recording of the Basie Orchestra live in 1939.
In the heights of a silvery dew, roses are flowered in Picardy, but there never a rose like you. And the roses will die in the summertime, and a rose may be for a bud, but there's one rose that dies not in Picardy. Tis the rose that I keep in my heart. And the roses will die in the summertime, and a rose may be for a part, but that one rose that dies not in Picardy, 'tis a rose that I keep in my heart. Baby and an iron gray mare. Yes, I got a brand new wagon. Baby and an iron gray mare. I got a brand new woman. Boy, but she ain't nowhere. Left me standing all alone. Yes, she's gone and left me standing all alone. She promised me we'd get married on the day that she left home. Thank you. baby. Boy, but she really ain't nowhere. Don't cry, baby. Don't cry, baby. Dry your eyes and let's be sweethearts again. You know I didn't mean to ever treat you so mean. Come on, sweetheart, let's start over again. Don't cry, baby. Don't cry, baby. Dry your eyes and let's be sweethearts again. You know I didn't mean to ever treat you so mean. Come on, sweetheart, let's start over again.
The Blues According to Jimmy Rushing and the Count Basie Orchestra. Finding that 1944 Don't Cry Baby was a pleasant surprise to me. I'd only known that tune as a Bob Wills recording and didn't know it was composed by James P. Johnson. That was from radio transcriptions cut in 1944 by the Basie Orchestra and distributed by the Langworth Company, and we'll hear more of those just ahead. We also heard Brand New Wagon featuring Jimmy Rushing from 1947 and Roses of Picardy from a rare acetate disc of a live performance in 39. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, a tribute to Count Basie. To me, the band's greatest creativity, I think, was during the late 30s. During the 40s, the Basie Orchestra seems a bit more like a conventional swing band, a big band playing a little bit less by the seat of their pants and a little bit more from the written arrangements. Still, they were top-notch arrangements, and nobody played them better. In these Langworth radio transcriptions, we hear Lester Young sounding great, following his recent return to the band, after a brief time leading his own combos, but before his traumatic stint in the U.S. Army. Here's an original written by Lester Young and trumpeter Shad Collins, Rockabye Basie. Thank you. 1 o'clock Boogie from 1947. And the 9:20 special, composed by one of the band's outstanding tenor sax players and vocalists, Earl Warren. And we heard Rockabye Basie, a sophisticated big band swing from the Count Basie Orchestra. I'm Dave Radlauer, and we're nearly at the completion of this four-part tribute to Count Basie and his stellar collection of geniuses, imaginative soloists, and ensemble players who together created the ultimate swing ensemble. You know, to tell you the truth, I could go on playing Basie all year and never run out of great stuff. As you can tell, I very much favor the early years between 1936 and 41, particularly the smaller bands and the small group sessions when things were really loose. The band was nicely driven by very danceable 4-4 rhythms, sparked by brilliant soloists, and of course inspired by the radical innovations of Lester Young. Besides all that, there's a dozen or more great soloists and section players I haven't even had time to mention, such as composer, trombonist, and guitarist Eddie Durham. He had a lot to do with the success of the early band. Trumpeters like Sweets Edison and Shad Collins, saxophonists Buddy Tate, Coffee Roberts, and Jack Washington, and trombonists Benny Morton, Vic Dickinson, Dan Miner, and many, many others, all working together, creating delicious, collectively composed ensemble jazz of the highest order in the Count Basie Orchestra. Here's one of the small band sessions from 1939, Basie's Bad Boys, with Lester playing two clarinet solos and sax, plus trumpeters Buck Clayton and Shad Collins, I Ain't Got Nobody.
Thank you.
Basie's Bad Boys from 1939 with Lester Young, clarinet and saxophone. Well, I've got a confession to make. You know, it actually took me quite a few years to fully appreciate the brilliance, genius, and inventiveness of the Basie Band. But the more I listened to the hot, yet very subtle and restrained rhythms, the melodically daring and streamlined solo improvisations of Lester Young, Basie, and others, the more I came to appreciate that the Basie Orchestra had no peer for pure swing and rhythmic drive, and to appreciate how profoundly their Kansas City DNA was expressed in the head arrangements and riffs that became collectively composed into the Basie Orchestra's signature tunes and distinctive sound. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, specializing in transfer and restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. The Jazz Rhythm website, with more about Lester Young, Count Basie, and other jazz greats, is jazzhot.bigstep.com. Concluding this tribute to Count Basie, his orchestra, musicians, rhythm section, and vocalists, here's another radio transcription from 1944. It's got a hot solo from Lester Young. It's the jazz classic, I Found a New Baby, given the Count Basie treatment. I'm Dave Redlauer. That's Jazz Rhythm. Thanks for listening.